I can hit the space bar.
Oh, shit.
What's up, people? It's Jesse and Nikki.
It's time to skank, bitches.
Oh, my God. Back with She Freak, episode 4.
Wow.
And this is a Streaming Sundays, volume 27.
27, bruh.
27. Oh, babies. And kicking this shit off, we've got MXPX. What's the name of the song?
The song's called I Can't Read.
Contention. Contention, y'all.
Cheers.
Our good old buddy pal, good time friend, Jordan Vickers, sent us this.
What a doofus.
Jay Vickers.
This takes me back.
Dude, way back.
To, like, being 18.
I mean,
really? I'm remembering Sam, our brother Sam, being like, that's not punk. Let me show you real punk, bro. So we listened to Fugazi front to back and Rancid.
Nice.
And Devage Kiss.
And then Thursday. Even though Thursday's not really punk. Is Thursday punk?
I'm going to make sure this really isn't punk. On shuffle, because I'll tell you right now it's on shuffle.
Oh, man. That would have been detrimental.
I mean, I tried to catch it, mate.
We've got a question on the Instagram asking, when are you girls coming to TC again?
Tomorrow.
October. Well, yeah. But October 25th, we're playing at Studio Anatomy. It's going to go off. It's going to be a special night. Can tell you that right now, so get ready.
Bros, I fucking love this song.
Who's this? Go, Nikki, go.
I don't know how he says his name.
Zicko? That's how I'd say it.
Okay.
Well,
this babe ass, he's on a Sam Kim song. He kind of floats around and features on a lot of people.
He was in a boy group.
Was he?
Called Block B, which I know I've heard of them before. He left the group, started his own entertainment production company, and is Zicko. Hell yes.
I'm dancing like a hoe right now.
Oh.
Yo, I was like, I want to hear what this baby has to say on his own. I found this song while I was cleaning my carpet.
Nice.
And I stopped dead in while spraying foam on the carpet and dropped it so low. You wouldn't believe, bro. That shit was fire. Like, his cadence is super tight. It's interesting. I love his tone. Like, his voice is hot. Jesse's typing. I don't know how to talk. Hey, it's me.
Annyeong.
내 이름이 니키입니다. Welcome, everyone. The shit's just hot. It's called Predator.
Predator, I was gonna ask you, what's it called? Dude, cadence is so important when it comes to rapping.
It's so good. It's just,
it's heart.
I love it. It makes me happy. No, but this boy's album, I don't know what you call an album. It's like an EP, but not a short EP.
A mini album.
There you go.
They use the term mini album a lot.
All right, Adesol.
In South Korean music, which I think is cool. I kind of hate saying EP. Like, I'm not going to lie. I've always hated saying EP because everyone always asks, well, not everyone, the olders.
The elders
would always be like, what's an EP? And every person. And then you have to say the dumb thing, which makes no sense. Extended play, when there's nothing extended about it, is actually shortened.
It should be called an SP. Or an LP, a little play. Nah, I respect him. I love him. He's beautiful.
No, dude,
his music is
dope.
Tight as shit.
He's your age, too.
Hello.
beautiful
fellow 82er.
92.
82. God dang, you better not be 82.
Oh my god. Yo, this whole playlist is picked by me.
Not all of it, some of it is. You got it.
I picked this song though too.
Okay. What is it?
Nah, this is Sabrina Claudio and Khalid called Don't Let Me Down. I love her. Everything she's ever... I found her on SoundCloud, I do believe, a few years ago. When she put out the little...
EP.
With like Orion's Belt and Tell Me and fuck, what was the other one? I don't know. She just, it hurts how smooth she sings. How,
yeah.
I mean, I don't even know. I don't know why I can't talk. She's on tour right now. She's doing great. Dude, she was on Jimmy Fallon a couple years ago, and now she's, like, touring everywhere. And she's younger than me.
You know, ain't nothing wrong with youth doing things.
No, not at all. It's just making me feel
I remember you showing me this song. And I was like, that's a good chorus.
I feel like this is a song JK would use in like a travel video.
Oh my god.
Or
dude.
Something he would listen to on V Live. And also Khalid, the kid, every time I hear him, he does no wrong.
No, everyone flips over Khalid and I get it. You know?
Yeah. I think he's a good kid. Also, she, Sabrina Claudio, fam, she constantly challenges me vocally.
I just saw that filter on your face, dude.
Was it dope?
It was like the eggshell, I don't know. Not eggshell.
Not fisheye, I don't know, eggshell, same thing. I love a vocal that challenges me to improve, so anything she does, I've got to learn it.
Yeah,
I've
got to
master it. And then it all shows up in our music. Also, the way she can pull so high into her register, I don't see that a lot.
You don't really see it a lot.
Crazy control. Extremely talented. She's stunning. She's a every threat, triple threat. Hello, Astro Babies.
Okay, I was so bummed. The Astro song that I wanted wasn't in like the Instagram music thing, which really bummed me out. But Shiteru was. So I was like, okay, this is from their Japanese record, and just the melody of this the melody of the whole song is beautiful. My babies, just so MJ, and the chorus melody I freaking adore. It just gets, it's beautiful.
Dude, Astro's so special. They came.
Astro was playing while we almost died in a car accident.
Yeah, that's
still a little too soon.
A little bit.
Sorry. Anyways, but bless them. Right?
Sana! Who sings those parts?
I think that's MJ.
The baby would, because he can be like,
ah! Oh my god!
That's what MJ sounds like, accurately.
Dude, MJ is a blessing to this earth.
But like Moonbin and Jinjin and Rocky and Unhua.
Oh my Sanha. Gosh. They're Sanha confirmed in like a V Live a couple weeks ago. They're prepping for comeback. Dude.
Fucking God, finally.
Right? I know. I'm just like, oh God, dude, what are they gonna do, man? Cause like bro, last
did your
comeback.
Brain just die?
Did you see that?
Did you see that? My brain.
Dude, I tried to compute. Last comeback.
Dude,
okay,
I
that's
felt
how intense.
That. I felt that. I tried to chew my gum and
hopefully
it just
you could
stopped.
Feel that over through the airwaves listening to.
Oh my god.
But yeah, it wasn't always you. It was all night.
Such a good night.
That one. That song.
Wait, what are you talking about?
Last comeback.
Yeah, dude, what does your body roll say about you?
Yes.
Yee, bitch.
Yes. The what does your grind actually?
What does your grind say about you? Also,
say about
Sanha's a fucking demon.
Sanha is a dirty boy. And I love it.
So is Rocky, though.
Well, yeah, that's
a
given.
No, what was the...
What was shocking, though, was Eunwoo is a gentleman.
Eunwoo is...
Which is a given.
Dude, yes.
Okay, Jinjin is just a...
Jinjin's a fucking muscle pig who needs to calm down.
No. Jinwoo was smooth. Jinjin was smooth. Jinwoo is smooth. Okay.
My face is
and
hot.
And Moonbin was just rude.
Moonbin!
Moonbin was just rude. No.
But your Sanha? Shoulder. The shoulder's an accent.
Oh,
No.
That's not an accent.
Actually, that started
Sanha.
With Jimin. That's Jimin's fault.
If you know, none of you probably know.
None
okay.
of you know anything. Sorry.
It's okay. Yoon Sanha. Is the babiest baby, and I adore him.
Dude.
But when that boy does that move, he motherfucking grabs his thighs, and I'm just like, Sanha, I you can't do that.
Because Moonbin probably made fun of him.
No,
and
I don't think anyone made fun of him. I think he's just learning real good from his brothers.
Mean, like, you can't do it like a wuss, brother. You gotta
true,
grab. True,
because he's pretty. He's front and center.
You gotta grab the goods.
Bro.
Roll with the goods.
Roll with the goods.
Oh, bro, dude, this is. Ow.
Go off.
My teeth are falling. Oh my god. I picked this one as well because I just am a brat and will choose everything. This is Miguel.
I got some picks in there.
I know, it's cool. The song's called Girl with the Tattoo.
Girl?
Girl.
Sound like you said go for a second.
Girl.
Girl.
I have a hard time. Sorry.
No, I got it. It's okay.
I'm Korean. I can't say girl.
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 Girl. It sounded like you said go, but I got it. Girl.
First
with the
time
tattoo.
I heard Miguel is a song called Coffee. He does.
I like coffee.
Coffee in the coffee.
I haven't had any coffee today,
that's
bro.
That's good.
Because I can't breathe.
What are you drinking right now? Tell
I'm
the people.
I'm drinking.
What I call it?
Flower water is what you called it. We grew our own chamomile flowers and lavender, which we've been doing lavender for like a couple of years, several years now. Three, four years now. And then started growing chamomile 2 years ago maybe, and making our own lavender chamomile
the
blend
song's
of
about
tea.
Me, yeah.
It's so vegan and hippie of us.
With honey. Locally sourced honey.
What?
Honey?
Honey, yep, and some good old farmer's market honey, which some vegans would spit on us over, but I will fight. I'll fight you on honey.
I don't appreciate
that's one thing I will fight. Fight on.
Okay.
That was a short song.
It's just an interlude.
Oh.
I just tried to grab my mic stand. Yo, I'm gonna stop.
What?
A kid posted this song.
A kid? Nikki's giving me sign language right now. Is that a D or a P?
How do you make a D in sign language?
D is like this.
I saw this in someone's story.
Story, okay. Do I know this person?
Do you know this person?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's fine. I just don't feel like I should, like, continue saying the same person's name.
Oh, okay.
Like, I'm watching your story and just taping all your songs.
Oh, okay, I got it.
But...
we do... Yes, okay, whatever.
This is Lanny, who I've never listened to because...
Hype.
Not like I'm gonna click this and listen to it intentionally.
Right.
I've only ever heard this in like
Didn't B play Lanny's cars while driving? A little bit, yeah. I'm pretty sure B played us a Lanny song.
This Kong Salt. Fuck, dude. This song is called
The Breakup. I just love
it. It's got a good vibe.
Yeah, I love the music. It reminds me of Lane.
Okay.
Shit,
I was gonna put her new song in here.
That's alright.
Next week.
We got time.
Yeah. Next week, I need to remember that. I'll make myself a note of that. But, no, the little bit that I heard of it, I was like, oh, okay.
I like...
Right, it's very good production, very good noises, very good sounds, which is tight. That's something we've really dug deep into for our music, personally, is just the layers of sounds and tones and... production value, you know, all that stuff that makes you feel something when you're listening to a song. It instantly triggers a feeling.
Yeah.
That's something we've really talked about over the past 2-3 years since we've been recording with Bone, really.
Yep.
Just like instantly triggering an emotion, and you as the listener, you don't even know it's happening, but it's just there. It's happening, bro.
It's happening, bro. Yeah, I've been listening to a lot of new music via, like, people posting songs in their stories.
No, that's really cool, though.
So,
it's always interesting to know what people are listening to, if they have good taste in music.
It's funny because they're all people that are, like, younger than me. Not all
what is young, though? What is young?
I'm 20, so I don't know.
What is young?
Young
is a mindset, I think. Well, and that's something we've definitely been learning.
This was, like, boys listen to super sappy music,
I
too.
Love a boy who listens to a good tune, bro. Bro.
Twas a boy.
Twas a boy. Of course.
What?
What's making that noise?
Is it the...
No, I hope that's not coming through.
It's only coming through my headphones.
Uh-oh.
Is it just me?
I know, I can hear it, too.
Oh, short.
Oh, no.
Fuck off.
Oh, got it. Got it. Got it. We really need a new splitter.
Dude, our shit's so jank.
Oh, hopefully this podcast again. Will,
Sounds
the?
Like...
God in heaven.
Morris.
Okay, pause that for a second. I'm going to pause this for a second. All right, we're back. Took care of our little buzz problem. Hopefully it doesn't happen again.
Jesse just blinded my ears.
It wasn't my fault. I didn't do it on purpose. I blinded your ears.
Sorry, I can't talk, speak right English.
I can't speak right English. I swear I've heard this song before. Is this the dude from Hail the Sun? Did you look into it? I don't know. My ears are blind right now.
Bro. Right? This is called Nova. The band is called Nova Charisma.
Yes.
The song's called Boomerang.
Boomerang. And I swear to God, it's the dude from Hail the Sun. Am I wrong?
I don't know.
I don't know either. Someone please tell me. I'll look it up. Why you keep making that face at me, dude?
Because it's difficult to be me right now.
Okay.
It's difficult.
Anyways, that's what it sounds like. It sounds like... I could be wrong.
It reminds me of something I used to listen to.
Yeah. It sounds a little bit like Chiodos. It sounds a little bit like... Hail the Sun. That especially sounds like a Hail the Sun song or whatever his other... He's had like... How many other groups has this dude been in?
A few. I'm sad that I can't like look it up right now.
I can't either.
Because I have no signal.
Yeah, I know. I'm sorry. Our live stream has been suffering due to our lack of signal.
I've been suffering due to our lack of signal.
Signal.
And I can't, like, look up
that
stuff.
That could be a line.
about? I mean, you got paper somewhere.
Dude, I got paper.
There's paper sitting on my snare.
Shit. Give me a second. I'm going to write this. You're writing a song with us right now. Hold on.
Here they come. No, I Google things like 24 hours plus a day, every day. Like today. Actually, no, it started last night. I got a fruit roll-up. A vegan fruit roll-up that I bought. And it had a card in it that had all kinds of cool stuff on it about Rwanda. And I learned how to say hi and about their animals.
Yeah. What did I say?
I've been suffering from the lack of our signal or some shit like that. Lol. And then at dinner time, I decided to just, like, Google search Rwanda. And then Blood Diamond got thrown into that. And then Sierra Leone got thrown into that. And I just like learning things. I wish I could go over there and save everybody ever.
I know.
And hug all the babies and animals and mothers and fathers.
And children. Did you say kids already?
Babies,
gotcha.
All children are babies.
Yeah, that's
Until
true.
You turn like 28, you're a baby.
If you're older than me, but even still, it's like the whole endearing thing, calling a kid, an adult a kid, like sub-kids.
So I talked over that whole song.
That's totally fine.
About Rwanda.
That's the point, man. That is the point.
I just want to be a missionary, I guess.
Really, though? This is issues?
I just put what people sent us.
That sounded way harsher than...
I don't know.
...intended. I haven't listened to Issues since I was a teenager.
I don't think I ever listened to Issues. Wow, that's some low end.
Like Tyler Carter? What's up, dude? What?
I don't know. When I first heard it, I thought it was a girl. Please forgive me.
It's called Drink About It. This is one of their newest songs.
Like, that was a great face.
Yeah, I remember seeing previews for this. And Tyler was in a red corset.
Oh.
Dress suit something.
Okay. That's like super low.
Yo. I still love his voice.
Okay. His style of singing was never my thing. I'm not saying it's not good. It's just was never my thing. I appreciate the musicianship. It's fucking low as shit. Heavy. I like that. I like that. I like that. I like the cadence. I like the melody. I like the timing. His vocal styling is not my favorite. It's just a personal preference. That's it. Don't hate me, please.
I still kind of live for his voice. Just like I do a good classic Johnny Craig.
Haha.
I never liked him as a person, ever.
This was kind of bred out of the Johnny Craig movement of singing, right?
Woe is me.
Was
Tyler.
Oh.
Yeah.
See, these are things I don't know.
Yeah, I covered a lot of Woe is Me back in the old days. See, this is extremely progressive.
Yeah, no, it's great. Like,
it's like the meshiest mesh bag of pop. Oh, why you do that?
Exactly.
Mixed with like
heavy degent,
which I kind of fucking love.
No, it's sick. Like, it rips. People have been losing their shit over it.
Yeah,
I get it.
I'm here.
It's just, you know.
I think Tyler and I should sing together.
It's got a vibe to it.
You can, like, body roll to this. Like, like, who's body rolling right now? Like a, ooh.
Ooh. I bet you $1,000,000.
If he doesn't body roll in the fucking video, I'm sad.
No, this is, but I was going to say, if I heard this live for the first time,
yeah.
I'd be like, fucking hell, that's hot as shit.
I think I think Six should do a dance cover
Shut the fuck up.
Also I think Jimin, Cookie, and Hope should
stop.
Dude, that would be the sickest shit of my life.
I would die. You'd find me in the grave.
How cool it would be.
I don't think I'd make it.
This is you, homie.
Yes. The new one that... This is from Indian Lakes. What's it called?
No one else.
Okay. Joey just dropped a new song yesterday called Dissonance. It's not up yet. That's the one I wanted to pick. But this is still dope.
Dude, I have missed...
I hate saying this, but
I've missed the old style.
Right.
Which this reminds me of.
Yes. So,
Blank Tapes. What's Blank Tapes and stuff off of?
Blank Tapes is off of Absent Sounds, I believe.
Is it Absent Sounds?
I think it's Absent Sounds.
I'm not sure.
Everything Feels.
All I remember, yeah.
Or maybe it's off of that.
Everything Feels? Yeah, it's off of that one.
Is it? The one with the leaves?
Everything Feels Better Now.
Yeah.
This style reminds me because we listened to that song when we went apple picking with Brittany.
Oh, did
and
we?
And so it takes me back to that day, hearing from Indian Lakes, I don't know why. So, also, like... Yo, we've seen them a couple times.
Definitely.
Never let down.
Never, ever, 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 ever.
They're so good.
We started listening to From Indian Lakes in 2013.
Dude,
I
will never forget seeing Joey Bonucci on YouTube singing I Am Aware, which is his little fucking guitar that I have. We have the same guitar that
nice.
Applause.
Yeah. Ovation.
Seagull.
Yep.
Go.
Dude, I hate for me, and I know for you a little bit too, for many likes, the way we found out about them kind of sucks. So it has that slight little attachment. So I'm just like, fuck that, but it's whatever.
As I sip my tea,
which T stands for truth, not T-E-A. I just learned this, and I was like, okay. Spill the tea is not like the Boston Tea Harbor. It's spill the truth. Okay.
Yeah.
Call me ignorant, but I didn't know that.
I mean, it always was kind of like...
I was just like, whatever, okay, cool, sure.
We don't use those terms.
No,
regularly.
I don't. That's not on my list of regular.
just geet.
So yeah, I'm really excited for.
Oh shit! This is you too, brother. The baby.
Oh my god!
This is old school Shiny.
Okay. This is Shiny. What's it called? One of one. This came on my playlist, just random, I had it on. And I was like, first of all, it made me miss Shiny desperately, terribly. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, turn this up a little bit. Because, I mean, not that loud. Because I feel like I'm screaming.
Why not?
Okay, sure. Fine. No, you're good.
Just leave it.
Oh, God. I'm so frustrated with this live stream right now. It's whatever. But yes, this made me feel so freaking nostalgic, like 90s. I love it. I love that 90s, like that backbeat. That shit's making a comeback. Even though this is older, correct? This is older, Shiny.
This is older. This is when Baby was still.
I know, Jonghyun. But yeah, so relevant even now. Like, they could drop this right now and people would be like,
I miss them so much. Oh my god, dude.
Yeah.
Everyone's in the military.
Except Taemin. And Taemin's in Tae's Super
about
M now.
To fucking kill us all with talent.
Super M, dude. It's gonna be insane.
Oh my god.
Yeah, but I just loved it. It just made me feel really nice.
Oh,
I remember hearing Shiny for the first time and being like, what?
I do.
It was, It was a music show. It was Good Evening. That's the first time I heard Shiny. Bless my heart, I was way too late to the game, but, you know, the fact that I heard it is what matters.
I found Taemin first. This thing.
That's true.
Because that's true. Me.
Yep.
And then I was like, why is he so popular? Like, he's more popular than Jimin. What is this?
Right.
And then I was like, oh. Okay.
Legend.
Okay. Legend.
Legend. Yeah. I miss them all. Minho, Jinki, Kikia. I miss them so much. I can't wait for them to be back and killing it. I wonder what they're going to do.
I wonder what they're going to do.
Or if they already have stuff like...
I don't know. They probably. I mean, I'm sure their team is working. But Taemin is now the leader. Like, Taemin's the leader now of Super M, dude.
I can't.
Oh, it's going to be beautiful.
We're the same age, but I look at him as like... Mark.
Really?
Yeah, he's just a baby, but he's leading this group of, like, barely early 20-year boys. Besides, well, Kai.
Kai's, like, 25, I think.
And then,
Baekhyun. I'm not sure how old he is.
I think they're all, like...
Lucas is the youngest, right?
This is new John Mayer.
Fuck.
Dude, beautiful. The photo of him for this made me feel things. I love John Mayer.
All right, a good black and white.
Yes. I don't care what people say about him. I love him. He's so self-aware, and that's what. I just love him.
Thank you, Aunt Marty.
He's dude. Our aunt gave us John Mayer's first record. Like, she burned a copy of it.
Dude, we still have it.
And she's like, I think you'll like this.
Oh my god, dude.
It had Daughters on it. It's that record. I can't. Brain farting right now. Yeah. And, Good Times.
Oh my god. I don't
want to
talk
played,
over
like,
this.
I know. He just played, like, two sold out nights in LA. And he played Continuum front to back. Yeah. So there's that.
I fear.
I just love him.
Never being this important.
Dude. Daily. Yeah. But yeah, I knew it was gonna be good. Like, how it's John Mayer.
Dude, I'm putting this in my. I have a playlist on Spotify that I started in my sleep when I very first heard Jungsook sing.
Yeah.
And I woke up to a playlist. I don't know how the fuck I did this. Called Homesick is the name of the playlist.
Uh-huh.
And it was filled with songs like.
Oh, so beautiful.
Just songs to fall asleep to.
Yeah.
While this is going in it.
Yes. It's beautiful.
Yo. Like, I don't know what to say.
Oh, the lift. Oh.
I love it.
Yeah, is that a mandolin?
I don't know. It sounds like an Asian guitar to me.
It does. John, and it's short. It's like two and a half minutes.
The guitar that you play sitting.
Yes.
I don't even know. Oh my
Closing
God.
It out with Sam Kim.
I love Sam Kim.
Love Sam Kim.
This kid has inspired me on a pissed off level. Like,
dude, know that vlog of his that we watched? Where he did the Q&A stuff. He's on our level.
Yes.
Or we're on his level?
We're on the same level. As far as
I was just like,
understanding
yep,
shit.
That's why he's that good. I will say, most people... Oh, god dang! Anyways, most people who grew up in the church playing music, when you're taught to bring in, you're ushering in the Holy Spirit and the anointing, right?
Yes.
That's your job on the praise and worship team. Okay, yes. That will never leave you.
Never.
Whether you believe in it or not.
Nor forsake you.
Whether you believe in it or not is irrelevant. That kind of feeling never leaves.
Well, it's something you have to do regardless of, one, where you're at.
Exactly.
And two, who your audience
but
is.
But exactly. It teaches you how to instantly hook an audience.
Yes.
Because you play with that intention that you're bringing them into something. That was a drop,
bro.
Damn.
The
production.
Yeah, well, the orchestration.
Yes.
Of shit. I'm like,
yes.
How
are you thinking like that?
I mean, he probably does the majority of it, but it's just like whoever his team is producing, because the way this shit ends makes you cross your arms and sit back in your chair.
Oh yeah.
I'm ready for it. Stop. I love the jazz aspect. I fucking love how he treats his melodies.
Yes.
Caressing them.
Yo. But when we watched that Q&A, Sam Kim had said that he did that.
Ready?
Excuse me. So yeah, I was like, well, that's why you're so good. You get that. You have that innate built in
kid's
you.
Anointing.
Yeah.
Anointing? The kid's anointed.
Anointing and anointed.
But I say the same thing about...
That's a spiritual term that we throw around.
I say the same thing about architects.
Dude, we
And the 1975.
And BTS.
And BTS.
It's just an innate something in it that... makes
it's
you
what
feel
happens
it's animal
when
yeah.
you hear a song and your eyes start to well. Yeah. You're not crying,
right?
But you're
makes your eyes water.
You're stopped in that moment.
Yeah.
In your chest. You feel it. Get
you
stuck
feel
in
it.
Your throat.
You feel it? Oh, just like that hiccup.
Just like that. Can you feel it? It's what music should do.
Absolutely 100% is what it should do.
I want to sing with Sam Kim.
Dude. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
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 But I want to sing full Korean.
Oh.
Teach me.
Dude, if we could write a song together with Sam Kim in full Korean, like with the little English bits here and there, I would be so down. Gosh, that was a good one.
Well,
that's it, right?
Tame it.
Oh, that's not it. There's one more. There is one more.
This is no, this is not Japanese.
Is it?
No, it's not.
Okay.
The song was called Day and Night off of the second album, Repackaged. The music video for this song is how we first heard it.
I was like, because I thought I had seen all of Taemin's videos.
No.
And I was like, what is that? It's absolutely stunning. This was an OST, I do believe. Original soundtrack for a K-drama.
Makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. But the video for wherever they shot this,
bro. Breaks my heart.
Dude.
How stunning.
You put a beautiful person in that beautiful of a setting. I was on the floor.
I was.
Or just curled up in a ball.
I think I had shrunk down to the size of like the people from The movie where they live in the house. And
right. The Borrowers.
Yep. I Shrunk That Small.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
No.
Yeah, that's about the same size. The Borrowers and Honey, I Shrunk
green.
The Kids.
I was pea green.
You were pea green?
Yeah.
I think they're about the same size. But I don't know.
Like that tall?
Yeah, maybe. Like, like 3 inches?
3 inches. I shrunk from 5.75 to 3 inches.
Nice. It just hurts me. I'll never be that beautiful ever in my life. I just won't be that pretty.
I will spit my gum right onto the floor right now.
I know. Don't do it, bro. That might hit me, and you know how I feel about chewed gum. I have a thing with gum that it makes me
you
gag.
Have a thing with everything.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, dude.
No, not everything.
I tried to hold Jesse's hand yesterday, one of these days ago. I don't know, just like,
what?
Standing and talking, and she barely grabbed the tips of my fingers.
No, see, you're taking it out of context.
No, again. And I was being funny, though. Like, do people expect us to be like Mary-Kate and Ashley and hold hands all the time? Because we're sisters, obviously twins, too.
Right, and I said, no, we're not twins. Maybe I shouldn't say what I said, but anyways.
And
I just said, no, we're not twins.
I'm trying to remember.
People will think something else.
Oh my god,
which
people are
they
so
say
dumb.
Anyways, and I'm just like, really?
We're fucking siblings.
Right?
Well, that's the end.
I guess we'll smash
you can play,
out with it.
We can play this out with it. Just real quietly. No, that's good. But yeah. Yeah, I know this song.
This is hilarious, dude.
Dude, hilarious. That was a very eclectic little playlist we
it
had there.
It was weird.
Was it weird?
But good.
But good. We kind of went all over the place in
I
that
don't
one.
Know a single thing I said. I'm sorry.
No, that, me neither.
I'm itching my eyebrow right now. My whole eyebrow.
I don't know a single thing I said. No, it's all the playback is always really interesting.
Dude, I don't want to hear myself be like, oh, this person is so cool.
This person's so cool.
Hearing yeah. you just talk like that's gonna
is I'm, that how you think you sound?
I'm gonna yeah.
Oh god.
Yeah.
I mean that's how I think I sound on a daily basis. So I'm trying real hard
if
to sound like an
can
intelligent
hear
human
this
being.
Podcast
shut
right?
the fuck up. That ad is
I'm
professional.
Not, I'm not how? Making fun
every
I'm
time
not
man.
But because I would have been bro. Like, yee, if you can hear this shit right now,
oh my
you
God.
Too can do anything
you want
to believe if you just believe.
Oh
I don't know,
my
dude.
God,
I'm
dude.
So gone,
dude.
Today.
But yeah, it's been a
trail.
It's trail. Jeez, I haven't heard that one in a while. That's like some scene day slang. Y'all know what trail means?
Do you?
Yeah, I know what the fuck that means. How dare you?
I only ever heard it from California kids.
Oh, whatever.
That's true.
I don't have to explain myself.
You need... Maybe bro. You do need some coffee.
No. Does anyone else struggle with, like, the seasons changing and then breathing? Like, what's the... Like, I don't have asthma, but that's what it feels like.
I mean, you like, got tested for asthma as a child.
I did, having a difficult time taking a deep breath. It's gone away, but I'm still, like, I have to take a deep breath. Like, you either have to cough or yawn to kind of, like, open that all up and get a good breather. I don't know what it is, but it's been happening to me for, like, the past 3-4 years. Oh, wow,
well,
thanks.
It wasn't a good song to talk to about something...
Breathing.
Tender.
But, hi, TXT. I miss them. But, yeah. If anyone else struggles from this, just the changing of the seasons. It's like whenever September comes around, it happens. I don't know if it's a weed or a flower in Michigan that I'm allergic to, but my mom does it, too. Or struggles from it.
I'm also...
You do kind of. I don't think it's the same sort of thing.
I do deal with it.
How do we get to, like, medical issues?
I do do.
Yes. So,
I feel
that's why,
like,
Nikki made me a tea.
Maybe
flower
it
water.
Doesn't affect me as much because of stretching.
Right, I did get a pretty aggressive adjustment
right
the other day, which I know that can kind of, you know, mess
it
with things
too.
It can stir things up, but yeah. Yeah, if anyone else struggles from that, let me know. Maybe we'll have a asthma ad or something.
An asthma ad?
I don't know.
Bro, weed can heal all things.
Anyways, lots of people sent us some good tunes for next week.
Yeah.
So,
it's mainly me?
No, actually not. But yeah.
I just send in as much shit to clog up the toilet. I don't know.
Clog up the toilet. No, we got sent some, like, U2, which is really dope.
Sick.
We got sent some The Contortionist, actually.
Nice. Do you remember the song?
I don't. Yeah, I don't. Go look in our story. You'll
in
see.
In case you're wondering, this is Nap of a Star by Tomorrow By Together.
Tomorrow By Together. But yeah, before we continue to ramble on, yeah, thanks for listening. Hope you've listened and enjoyed episodes 1, 2, and 3 so far. Cause it's just funny. It's good. It's a good time.
I hope people don't get the wrong idea about me.
Like, this is a separate expression of our personality.
I don't.
It's just
always,
one side.
I don't always speak so ugly.
Ugly.
And
ugly has
ugly
three syllables.
Instead
ugly.
Of ugly, right. Like, stupidly, like, this is ugly.
Right. No, I know what you're saying. No.
I'm pretty smart.
I think it may be shocking for people who know us, like, only by watching us play
sometimes,
shows. Because we're very, like, intense when we play shows,
yeah,
I think.
Yeah, people think that.
That maybe we're a little bit mean. And
we're too high strung.
We're too high
strung. High strung, like, I spun. I don't know what the
spun too tight.
Yeah, like our nuts are.
We get loose, but we have a job to do.
Dude, I ain't there to, like, be friends with you.
Oh, ouch!
I forgot who I'm talking to.
Yeah, people are listening to this.
I'm here to be friends with you.
Yeah,
I'm here to listen to you.
We're not always in that mindset though until we get up there and actually playing. So, and then afterwards it's a lot easier.
Playing a show can be difficult.
Before,
there's a lot of stuff that goes into
before the show starts, that's the stressful part. Afterwards, we're normally chill.
I'm not.
Normally, sometimes.
I'm not being mean.
Anyways.
I love you.
I love you.
I'm just nervous too.
Hey, but, no, this is a different. This is just a different expression.
I don't know anything. I'm scared. Now people are judging me. I don't know. I'm a nice girl. I swear to God.
I think people generally know that. This is just a funny side. Nikki's tucked inside her shirt right now.
Yeah, my shirt with two homies?
Two homies?
Two homies making out in the back
seat. It's the 1975 car shirt. If you know, you know.
I sewed over her boobs because I'm...
She, you know...
The titty was hanging out.
Bro, she just needed some coverage.
Because I'm, what's the word? I'm
modest?
Definitely.
Oh, I mean, it's whatever. If people want to wear that full titty, go for it.
Full titty.
Oh, God. We should probably stop.
It's time to go. I'm going
to
pass out.
It's time to go. Thank you guys for listening.
Drink your water, kids.
Yes. We got a batch of shows coming up here soon, September 27th and 28th. We're going to be in Kalamazoo and Fort Wayne. On the 12th, we're going to be in Indianapolis. That's October. And then October 25th, we're going to be in Traverse City. And November 2nd, we're going to be in Manton. And that will be our last show of the year. So don't miss any of those because we are playing new music.
Yeah.
Skirt, skirt.
Please
please come support it. These lineups are fucking killer.
Okay.
Dude, I can't believe we got some of these lineups. So go check that out. Stay in touch with us on all the socials at HYH Band on Instagram and Twitter. Hail Your Highness on Facebook. Check out YouTube. Check out Patreon. You know, this is just another extension of what we're doing. And just another way to encourage you guys to
I
get
make
involved.
Funny videos.
Be involved. We want you to be involved. So, yeah.
It says
Stray Kids
called Heroes.
It was
Soup.
One of those boys' birthdays today.
Happy birthday, baby.
Felix, I think, is the one called Felix.
Yeah, lots of the lady fellas.
Lots
like
of the lady
him.
Fellas like Felix.
Oh, yeah, I'll have to check that out later.
He's a good one.
Okay.
God bless him.
God bless
and
him.
All of Stray Kids.
Anyways. Thank you, guys.
I'm just here to say, in case no one's told you today, I love you.
Wow.
I fucking love everything you're doing right now.
Thank you.
I fucking believe in what you're doing right now.
Wow.
Support you.
She's not talking to me, by the way.
I'm looking right at you.
This is for you.
Kunde?
Absolutely.
I can see me da.
Day. Yes.
All right. God, I'm so sorry.
Thank you guys
no,
for
but
listening.
For real, I mean that.
Yes, absolutely. Have a good rest of your week. We always want this to be like your midweek boost. Just put this on and laugh on Wednesdays just to get you to the weekend.
Yeah.
I
know
everyone appreciates the weekend.
Let me know if you want me to start telling jokes.
Dude, dad jokes. There needs to be a dad joke segment or knock knock jokes or something.
It's coming at you.
All right. Maybe next week.
Be like, hey, knock knock.
Who's there?
Nobody.
Nobody who? So fucking rude. All right, guys. We're here. There's people here. There's always someone here.
Johnny, so I love you.
Oh, my God.
Jerk.
Should I say someone I love?
Who do you love?
I love...
Tell them. Right now. One, two, three.
Shit, Jungsook, I love you. Okay. All right, bye,
that's
guys.
That's the new segment.
Oh, God.
Oh, shit. Who do I love?
Oh, shit. Who do I love? Just yell out who you love right now.
Yeah, yell it out.
Yell it out.
Wherever you are. Ready? One, two, three. Yell it. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye, guys. Love you.